Well, it's kind of a one-man job, Deej. I thought you were playing video games.
I was, but I can't move my fingers anymore. I got a tongue twister.
Okay, pal, let's hear it.
Six sick sheep, no way. Six sick sheeps, sheep, no way. Six sick sheep.
Hey, Deej, why don't you call a friend?
I don't have any friends.
Well, let's talk about this. What happened to the friends you made playing soccer last year?
They wanted to shave my head and paint it black and white.
Well, why don't we pick another sport? Go get the catalog from the parks department. Let's pick something we can both play. Sick, sick, sheep, sick, sheep, sick.
Hey, how about hockey?
Oh, hockey, it's cold, it's wet, there's all that skating.
You can skate, can't you?
How about wrestling? You know, the old man was almost a state champ back in high school.
Were you ever in a cage match?
Only with your mom. How about weight training?
What's that?
That's where you lift weights.
Then what?
Then you put them back down again. How about basketball? Mm. Bowling? Boxing? Handball? Shot put? What else they got?
Hey, here's something cool. Tap dancing.
Hockey it is.
Seen DJ, you want me to drive him and I'm gonna be late for school.
Oh, he's still over the skating rink learning how to play hockey with your dad.
DJ's gonna play hockey? He can't even walk on land.
Oh, darling, try to be a little more positive about it. Think about all the cute things we'll be able to write on his cast.
Yeah, you're right. Hockey could be a sport. He's used to being chased by people with sticks.
Yo! We need a medic in here.
Oh, my God, DJ. Dan, what happened?
Nothing. I had a little trouble coming out of my triple lutz when I tried to grab my skate behind my head.
Mom, I'm going to be a professional hockey player.
Great. We'll save all that money on toothpaste. Go head up and change your clothes.
He shoots, he scores, he shoots.
Man, I don't think there's an inch of that rink my butt didn't get to know intimately.
Okay, well, we know you suck. How about DJ?
Well, you know how when they choose sides and some guy always gets picked last? DJ would be right behind him.
Well, can he at least skate?
Yeah, he can skate. He just can't stop. Honey, I'm really hurting here. Can you give me a pillow and a heating pad?
Yeah, sure. Boy, you had to do that big macho hockey stuff, huh? Couldn't take a little tap dancing.
Dad, tryouts are tomorrow morning at 5. I want to practice some before. So can we get there an hour early?
Sure. Come in!
Hey, Dad. Rosanna and I brought over some new menu designs. Are you all right?
Yeah, DJ's into hockey now, and I was just trying to teach him how to take a fall. He's a slow learner.
You're kidding. I was all peewee 2 years in a row. I probably got some stuff that'll fit him. Hey, maybe I could even show him a few moves.
Great. He's got a tryout tomorrow morning at 5.
Gee, maybe I shouldn't. Sounds like a father-son kind of thing.
Thanks, Richard.
Hey, Roseanne. Oh, I gotta go, so just give me a call. Let me know which one of these you like.
Okay.
Better keep Dan off his feet.
No, that shouldn't be too hard. I'll just strap a pair of skates on him.
Hit the bullseye, Mommy.
Come back.
Whoa! Oh, you know, my body used to be able to take a hit. Play 4 quarters of football, still go out and party that night.
Well, I hate to be the one to break this to you, Dan, but it's not like you've got the body of some Greek god anymore. Now it's more like you got the body of, you know, some Greek guy.
Wow, these menus are great.
Yeah, Fisher says he normally charges $200.
What's he gonna charge us?
Well, I told him he could marry Jackie and then we'd make up the difference.
I tried to get a hold of her last night. Have you seen her?
No. She was supposed to come over to my house for dinner last night, but you know how some people are. They totally forget their family when a man gets involved.
Something came up. Okay.
Oh, something came up. Excuse me.
Oh, sure is fun working with sisters.
Sorry, Roseanne. Fisher and I needed to resolve some problems in our relationship, and then we broke up.
Oh, you're kidding, right?
No.
That pig! How could he dump you?
Roseanne.
No, this is going to turn out to be the very best thing that's ever happened to you, trust me. Fisher's got nothing going. He's just a kid. He's got nothing going on at all.
He didn't break up with me. I broke up with him.
Are you out of your mind? Why would you do that? He's the perfect guy for you!
It was inevitable, Roseanne. We went to the Lobo last weekend, and I went into the bathroom. I came out, and he was talking to this woman who was, like, his own age.
He's flirting, okay? So you cut him off for a couple of weeks.
No, he wasn't flirting, Roseanne. They were just talking, and then it hit me. They looked really right together, and he and I are never going to look that way.
Oh, you guys look really great together. You're so cute, I swear it makes me want to retch. Honest.
It's so obvious, and it's only a matter of time before he sees it, too, and dumps me for a younger woman. So I dumped him before he could dump me.
See, if you're going to go disqualify everyone that's going to dump you, you're never going to go out on a date again.
I have had enough therapy to know when I'm in a self-destructive relationship, and since I can't break up with you, then I'm going to deal with this one.
Hey, you're not even listening to me.
No, you're not listening to me. If you can't support me, then stay out of it.
Oh, that is so unfair. You know I can't stay out of it. I'll support your mistake.
Thank you.
I made the team. I'm an otter. I'm a fighting otter.
All right, well, DJ.
How about a sandwich for the newest otter? You go wash up and I'll make you one.
Yeah, the Connor dynasty continues. I knew he had to have so many old men in him.
What'd they take, everybody?
Just the ones that showed up.
Is he gonna get to play?
Only if he brings a deck of cards. It's a lost cause. It's too bad Fisher had to get up at 4 a.m. to coach him.
Fisher? What was Fisher? No, never mind. I don't care. I don't want to know. I'm going to go get some cheese for DJ.
What was that all about?
Okay. Under the category failed relationships for 200, the answer is Jackie and Fisher.
Roseanne, no. I can't go through a breakup right now. It's a bad time with DJ and all.
Well, this time it's going to be different.
No, it won't. It'll be the same as all the others. She's going to fall apart, and then we have to put the pieces back together. How could he dump her right now when I'm at my most vulnerable?
Brace yourself, Dan. She dumped him.
She dumped him? Wow. He didn't say anything about it at practice this morning.
Well, that's because he's a man. You know, he probably didn't want to ruin some precious hockey moment with some stupid outpouring of emotion.
Here we go, DJ, my little otter. Fighting otter. Fierce fighting otter. So, how is hockey going?
Great.
Uh-huh. And how is that coach of yours, you know, Fisher?
He's cool.
Oh, great. Did he mention me?
Yeah.
What'd he say?
He said you guys went to a hockey game once.
How did he say it? Did he seem depressed? Has he lost any weight? Is he seeing someone else? Talk to me, DJ.
No!
Pizza, how's Jackie?
She's calmed down a lot. Now she's just hysterical.
Darlene, I need ice cream.
What about the pizza?
No, she's right past the chewy manic phase into the ice cream depression.
Oh, man. How much longer is this going to last?
Who knows?
This may sound medieval, but there are still working convents.
I can't believe you people. She's always going to be there for us, and we are going to be there for her for as long as it takes. Or until I can figure out how to get her the hell out of here. Here you go, honey. Your favorite chocolate chip. How you doing?
Fisher liked ice cream.
Well, that's a rare trait to find in a man, but there'll be other guys.
I'm 37. I'm 37 years old. I had my first real date when I was 15. That's 22 years worth of dating. You'd think that in 22 years, Mr. Wright would have shown up.
Well, he probably did, but you were out on a date with some reject.
Maybe it's just a bad idea. I'm going to call Fisher. What are you doing? Why are you stopping me?
It's a local call.
No matter what I do, you can't let me call Fisher, you're supposed to be my support. If Fisher was here, he'd never let me pick up that phone.
Well, gee, let's give him a call and find out.
Oh.
Oh, come on. I want to hear his side of it. What did he say when you broke up with him?
Not much. I did all the talking. I just told him it was too intense. He was bringing me flowers all the time. He was calling me constantly. It was, I love you, I love you, I love you.
That bastard. What else did you tell him?
That's about it.
You didn't tell him the real reason?
Why should I? I know what the problems are. Roseanne, he's too young for me. He's not ready to get married, and by the time he wants kids, all my eggs will be dried up. I really don't need to hear him agree with me, okay?
Okay.
No, it's just crazy. He's the right guy. I broke up with him for the wrong reasons. I'm gonna call him. You stink at this.
Okay, Deej, this is how they line up for face-off. Now, what position are you going to play tonight?
The coach said I'd be equally good at any position.
You know, Deej, it's not important how well you play or how much you play or even that you play at all.
What is important?
That's something you're going to have to find out for yourself.
Hey, can we have the pizza in here?
Yeah, okay. But don't get it out there in 30 seconds. It's free.
So, Deej, you really want to know how to play hockey?
Yeah.
All right. Say this guy's in front of you and he's got the puck. What do you do?
Try and steal it from him?
No. You do this. Any questions?
Well, there's a lot of excitement here at the Lanford Arena as we enter the second period of the Otters' home opener. The goalie is back from the restroom and the action is resuming. And the Cinderella story of the evening continues to be young DJ Connor on the ice, much to the surprise of his entire family. And oh, there's a breakaway. Young Connor moves towards the goal. He shoots. Oh, he forgot the puck. And Roseanne, why don't you pick us up on the action?
Okay, there's a little kid. I don't know his name. He shoots the puck. to this other little kid. I don't know his name either.
Okay, back to me. What's your take on the game, Jackie? Back to me again.
Hey, that kid's a maniac. Get him off the ice. He's going to hurt somebody.
Wow. What a body check. Who'd have thought the little runt would be a thug?
Hey, it ain't his fault. It's that one kid that took the puck. Go over there and make sure he's all right.
Here you go, Deej. I got you nachos. I'll bring you a drink next penalty.
You know, son, one more roughing call, you get the hat trick.
Oh. Hey.
Hey, what are you doing here?
Came to see DJ play. Is that all right if I sit down?
Yeah, sure.
So how's DJ doing? I don't see him out there.
Oh, he's in his office.
Like, he really cares.
What's that supposed to
mean? He just showed up here because he knew I'd be here.
Well, I can't reach you on the phone.
I don't want to talk to you.
This is totally unfair. You can't break up with someone without telling them why.
Tell him why.
I'm not going to tell him why. I don't have nothing to say. And stay out of it for once.
Okay, fine. It's your life. She thinks the age difference is a problem. You know, she thinks there's a huge gap between 25 and 37.
I thought you said you were 34.
Well, now, see, the failure to communicate is maybe what's screwing up the relationship.
Shut up, Roseanne. I know what you're doing.
Okay, I'm out of it. She don't think you want to get married.
Don't. I didn't say that. Stop talking to him.
You did, too, say that. You said by the time he's ready to have kids, all your eggs is going to be all dried up.
Can I say something here?
No, I think you should let her finish, okay? She has a very important point to make, Fisher. I mean, after all, you probably will dump her for some younger woman.
Hold it. I can't believe you thought that. I mean, as much fun as we have together, I never think of you being older than me.
Oh, you really mean that?
Of course I mean it. And I never said I didn't want to get married or have kids. We never even talked about it.
Oh, it's just a real sensitive subject for me.
You know, this is crazy. Why don't we go someplace, we'll get some coffee, and we'll talk
about it. Yeah, I'd really like that. You know, I was miserable without you.
Well, yeah, me too.
Dad, would you take your squabbling elsewhere so I can see my kid play his last hockey game?
Okay, next time, stay out of it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Where are they going?
They're going to try to figure out how to thank me for saving their miserable lives.
My hero.
Hey, look, they're going to let the little monster out of his cage.
DJ! DJ!
DJ! DJ! DJ! DJ!
Oh!
Kid get that kind of hostility.
Did you see how hard I skated into that goalie? When I hit him, I heard something pop.
Yeah, you never forget the first time you take somebody out. Lenny Dillon, 1964, collarbone. We still write.
Great, you get to hurt guys and people clap.
Hey, you know the whole point isn't to hurt somebody, don't you? Your mom's real worried that if you keep slamming into people, you're gonna break some.
But it's fun.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Here's the roughest, toughest otter of them all. The Terminator.
Dad?
Yeah.
Can I have a tissue beer?
Ah, oh, you're too young, Deej.
Just a sip?
Nah, you wouldn't like it.
Please?
Okay, but just one. Remember that.
Hey, Roseanne around?
Yeah, she's in the living room.
My knee is three different colors.
That's great, huh? You must be really proud, Dan. Well, Dan, I've got something to tell you.
Oh, I hope it's good news because we're out of chocolate syrup.
I'm moving in with Fisher.
What?
Integrate?
No, Jackie, it's not great.
Why? I thought you liked Fisher.
Well, I do, but you just barely broke up with him, and now you turn around, and the next second you're moving in with him?
I know, it's a big step, but I really think it's the right thing to do.
Well, don't you think it's just a tad bit completely insane?
Why can't you ever be supportive of what I'm doing?
I'm waiting for you to do something right.
Well, I just want you to be happy for me.
Oh, okay, fine. Hey, listen to this. Jackie's about to do something really, really stupid, but it doesn't really affect us, so I say we celebrate!
I'm moving in with Fisher.
Does that mean Fisher can keep coaching me?
Sure does. DJ, have you been drinking?
Come here. You go upstairs and brush your teeth. Well, Dan, I guess you're just so damn proud of your kid out there, ramming people and smashing into them, that you just had to celebrate by giving him his very first sip of beer.
I had to. The hooker made him nervous.
Come on, you gave me my first sip of beer.
That was different. I was drunk. Well, Dan, she's so very proud of your son, ramming and smashing into people on the ice, that you just couldn't wait to give him his very first sip of beer, could you?
I had to. The hooker made him nervous.
Dan.
What? I can't feel anything on this side. What's going on?